kids.
Ooh. I go, out, Steven Universe got the whole.
But Steven Universe got a teammate, though. Steven Universe got a teammate. Got a teammate. What's his teammate?
Now he got Lion. What you mean?
Oh, yo, God. Yo, this is a 3v2. Okay,
Hello. This is your Midnight Marauder program. I'm on the front of your cover. I will be enhancing your cassettes and CDs with certain facts that you may find beneficial. The average bounce meter for your Midnight Marauder program will be in the area of 95 BPM. We hope that you will find our presentation precise, bass heavy, and just right. Thanks.
This is 90.7 FM WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history.
I'm a man who had to fight just to get ahead. Maybe that explains why I'm rough around the edge. But at the core of me is a heart made of gold. I'm confident and bold and I'm trying to win souls. You wanna judge, that's alright. Just don't forget that dirt in your own eye. Oh, I admit I get caught in my emotions. Never question my devotion.
God made me who I am.
His eyes, I'm perfect.
His eyes, I'm perfect. God made
me. From nobody else. When you're not afraid to stand on your own, that's when you're ready for your crown. Be seated on your throne. Just don't forget where your help come from. And don't try to shine brighter than the sun. And when the negativity comes your way, remember I'm God. Of God already makes you a star. Do you know who you are? If you believe this in your heart, the wounds and the scars, God is using it to make you who you are.
I am.
God made you who you are. I'm God made. You're God made. We did not make us ourselves. Amen. We are God made. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. How are you this morning? I hope you're doing well. Praise be to God. I hope you'll be better for having been here with us. And here we are. Where are we? We are where the bright side is. This is the bright side. And I'm Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I have with me today our audio engineer extraordinaire, Brother Randall Martin of Martin AB Services. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I am very, very well. And we got a bright side outside and a bright side inside today.
Amen. I don't know where you are, beloved listening audience. But if you were anywhere near me where we had all that rain yesterday and the thunder and the lightning for a minute, but the sun is shining bright. I tell you, don't quit in the dip. The sun is still there and the sun is still shining. Hallelujah. We are God made, beloved. I love that. I love that. Listen, in this age when we've got all of this talk about cloning going on and all of these robotics and developments and roboticism, and you tell us you won't be able to tell what's real and what's fake, but we are God made. We're the real deal. Amen. So I'm grateful to God for that. That was Mr. Dietrich Hannon. Listen, we got music for you, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. 8 songs, 32 minutes of back-to-back music. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. I want to just give you the list that we're going to play. It's a Believer, Surrounded, Still Faithful. He did it again. You're still God. One Moment from Glory. What Are We Waiting For? Change Your Situation. Yeah, that's the lineup this morning. Praise the Lord. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Y'all don't go nowhere. You stay right here on the bright side. The bright side with me on WDXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, in Catskill, New York, and beyond, and beyond. Believer, Brother Rhett Walker, let's do this.
Different now, now that my heart's been found, nothing really feels the same. I hold my head a bit higher, I lift my voice a bit louder. Yeah, something inside has changed. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer, 'cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, freedom singing, testifier, 'cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. I am a believer. I know this is not my home. I know I don't walk alone. No matter what comes my way, I have peace through the trouble, I have joy through the struggle. Now my hope's in a brighter day. I am a mountain mover, water walker, more than just an overcomer, 'cause I've been set free. I am a gospel preacher, heart on fire, sing and testify it, 'cause I've been redeemed. I am a believer. Oh, I am a child of the Father,
somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lachey Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles. Ooh. When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out. This is how I fight my battles.
When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lachey, tell them it may look like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, yes. But I'm surrounded by you.
I know what it looks like.
It may look like I'm by you. This is how you fight. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Oh, this is how you fight. Oh, you gotta fight. Is there anybody that's ready to fight?
Still faithful, you
but no, God is still faithful. Yes, and all I see, yes, he is. I know times are hard, money is slim, and sometimes the pain you hide within, you think no one knows what you're fighting here. And then you're contemplating just dying here.
But you don't see good enough. You've been waiting there just times to walk with you. This storm will last, but it'll be right there until it's past.
So
God is still faithful.
Yeah.
foundations have been shaken. When I'm left standing in the dark, and all I feel is my heart breaking. You're still raining and you're still God. And when it feels all hope is fading, the heavy questions hit so hard. And though my soul may feel forsaken, you're still raining and you're still God. Though I can't see what's before me, I know that I can trust your heart. And this one truth will be my story. You still reign and you're still God. I will declare that you are with me. Though voices whisper that you're not, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. 'Cause you still reign and you're still God. Fix my eyes upon you, Jesus. For you are God and I am not. You are good and you are faithful. As you have been from the start, you work in all things for.
The chance to see what's behind that closed door,
your worries would all be erased.
To WGXD 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere, and it's right here with me on WGXD. This is Pastor Kim with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And we have more music to go. Right now, Miss Yolanda Adams, One Moment from Glory. What Are We Waiting For? By King and Country. Change Your Situation. Darnell Davis and The Remnant. And after that, I'll be back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
So no matter how dark the night, know that you were created to fly. See the flowers grow when they dance in the rain, and new life only shows after a mother's pain. So you to guard your heart from the voices you hear, ones of negativity and reminiscing of fear. Whenever you feel alone, know that God's love is near. You are not the mistakes that you made. So no
fly. See the flowers grow. come to pass. speak over your life and just believe it will come to pass. Why? Because you have the power.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, God. To change your situation. Come on, say it again. You have the power and the authority. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it, y'all. To change your situation. Come on, let's take it up right here. Come on, say it again. You have the power.
You have the power.
Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Come on, say right here. Say,
just
speak
open
life.
Your mouth.
Speak
life. And put it in the atmosphere.
Speak life.
And change your situation.
Speak life.
That's all you gotta do.
Speak
life. I don't care what it looks like. Speak life.
Speak life.
Oh, you gotta get off from where you are and speak life.
Yes, beloved, we have power to change our situation. Oh, my God. And you know, sometimes the power to change the situation is the power that comes through prayer. Yes, beloved. I want to talk a little bit about prayer today. I was going over prayer last week and the different kinds of prayer that there are. And I likened it to, you know, having a cookbook, and in the cookbook, it has different sections for different kinds of dishes and recipes. It might be a main course or an entree or a side dish or a dessert or an appetizer. And you can't look in the dessert section if you want to make an appetizer, all right? You know, there are just certain prayers that help push our prayer life into the next level. And many of us grew up and learned a couple of prayers, right? Now I lay me down to sleep. And we learned, you know, for our blessing of our food, you know, for this food, we, you know, we give God thanks. And then we also learned, you know, perhaps the Lord's Prayer, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. And we learned those prayers. And for some time, we may have been saying those prayers, and they've been good, hallelujah. But you know, we can get our prayer life pumped up, and we can get our prayer life to be producing. Yes, beloved. And so I do want to talk more about prayer today. I participated in the 17th annual Schenectady March for Jesus yesterday, a time of prayer in the community, bringing churches all together, from whatever denomination or non-denomination. I've been so inspired by that march, and we've had several reiterations here in Columbia County over the years. I don't remember what it was first called when Reverend Ed Cross and his family started to march and pray, and also Pastor John Miller took it up and was called the Salute for Jesus Parade. And then when those brothers, time up was up, and I took it, and we came up March for Jesus. We continued the work that had been done in Schenectady and in other places. National Day of a March for Jesus, I think, is in June as well. But in any event, beloved, I just want to share about prayer. I had the task of praying for healing for the city and the nation and yesterday's march. And we were rained on, and lightning flashed and thunder roared. We dipped into one of the churches on the route, and we got a little respite from the weather. The rain ceased a little bit, and then we came back out, and it began to pour on us again. This is the second time in 17 years that I know of. I haven't been part of it for 17 years, but in the last several years, 8 or 9 or so, I think this is the second time that it rained on us. But once again, you know, by the time we got back, it had stopped, and then again, it poured again. But what I love about it is these are, well, not fair weather Christians, beloved. They get out there and they do what they come to do. And it was just such a blessing, even having the rain come down on us and knowing that the grass was thankful, the flowers were thankful, the trees were thankful. You know, we were getting a cleansing in the air and a relief from all the humidity. Out there praying, the people who were coming to their windows and coming to their doors and coming to join us as we marched and sang and the music played and people dancing in the windows and dancing in the doorways and dancing in the streets. Oh my God, all because we understand the power of prayer. And I'm so looking forward to our March for Jesus in September. Hallelujah. And we need helpers. So if you want to help, again, reach out. You can reach me so many ways. Brightside12534@gmail.com. Overcomer Ministries 12534@gmail.com. GBIOCNTY@gmail.com. So many ways, right? If you want to help us and make our March for Jesus 2023 even a bigger success, please reach out. We want to hear from you. But back to talking about prayer, beloved. Amen. So praise be to God. With an understanding of the significance of health and healing, my charge was to pray for health and healing for not just individuals, but for our cities and our state, our nation as a whole. And you know, when you think about some of the things that's going on in some of the cities around our country, right? And we just can't care about us for no more, but we have to care about our brothers and sisters anywhere, everywhere, right? And so, amen, you know, understanding that our cities need healing. Right here in the city of Hudson, we need healing, you know, and the city of New York, we know they need healing, God. Florida and Tampa, we know they need healing. And so we were praying for healing, right? And as we were looking into the delving into prayer for healing, looking at the timelessness of the wisdom that is found in the scriptures. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14, God spoke to his people through his servant, his prophet Moses, and he said, if my people are called by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. It's a prayer that lets us know that our land can be in need of healing. It's a prayer that lets us know, a Bible scripture that lets us know that if we can show love and compassion toward one another, if we can care for our fellow citizens, especially those who are vulnerable, it fosters a sense of unity and promotes our well-being when we come together for prayer, beloved. Hallelujah. And amen, when we come, wherever we are, but particularly when we go outside our doors and more people hear and more people see and more people are touched and more people are encouraged and inspired. Hallelujah. When they see the people of God. And one pastor said, we came here as Catholics and Muslim and Episcopalians and we came as Baptists and Presbyterians, but we're marching as one in Christ. What a powerful message. What a powerful thing. Hallelujah. Praying for our healing of our city and our nation, beloved. You know, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3 tells us we are to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. We are to make every effort to keep unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. in the home, in the schoolhouse, in the courthouse, at the job, in the church. The adversary of God and man is always seeking to create division and strife. But we're not ignorant of his devices, and we don't have to be overcome by them. When we stand on the wisdom of the scriptures, when we are making every effort to keep unity of the spirit and the bond of peace, we overcome his devices. Amen. You know, healing often requires forgiveness. And there's a line I adhere to it. Sometimes, you know, it's not what we eat, but it's what's eating us that's making us sick, that's bringing our immunity down. Amen. It's making us weak and they're so vulnerable, susceptible to sickness, disease, bacteria, you know, and the like. And but forgiveness, hallelujah. And people say, you know, forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about you. Praise God. It helps you. Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us, right? And when it comes to praying for healing for our city and our nation, then let us be willing to forgive past wrongs and move forward with a heart of reconciliation, doing the work of reconciling, not doing the work of dividing, doing the work of causing and creating strife and division and discord. No. The work of reconciling. We have a disagreement. Let us come and reason together. Come on here, somebody. Amen. The word of God in Colossians 3 tells us, bear with each other and forgive one another. And if you have a grievance against someone, then go to them. Hallelujah. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. It says amen, you go to them. And if they don't hear you, you go with another person. If they don't hear you, you go with the whole congregation. If they don't hear you, then you just got to leave them alone. Praise the Lord. But don't be an instrument of division and discord and strife, because it will stop healing. It will bring harm to us as a group, as an individual, as a city, as a nation. We have to begin to be able to forgive and to move forward. Praise be to God. Prayer and faith are crucial in individual and collective healing. So let us let God guide us through prayer, and let us trust in his restorative power, and let us pray for healing. Hallelujah. For our cities, for our nation. It is a multifaceted process, beloveds. It requires love. It requires unity. It requires forgiveness. It requires prayer. It requires faith. But following the wisdom of the scriptures, we can work towards healing our communities. We can work towards fostering a healthier and more vibrant neighborhood and nation for us all. It's not impossible. We've seen it done. God can do it again. Hallelujah. Let's change our situation. What are we waiting for? With just one moment from glory. Listen, this is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And I tell you, beloved, there's a bright side somewhere. We just got to hang in there and not quit in the dip. We got more music for you and your heart, your mind, and your soul. Music with a message. Then came Christ by Mercy Me. After that, I'll be back with my last few words.
Like a soldier with no armor, in the middle of the battle, I was broken. I was broken. It was only getting darker, in the valley of the shadow, I was hopeless. I was hopeless. I never thought that I would ever see the day when every single chain would break, or hear the voice of heaven call my name. Then Christ came, changing everything. He took my sin and shame away. Now every song I sing will be for him, and
ever since the moment he walked in, then Christ came. I was searching for a reason to believe that I could ever really matter, ever matter. I was open, I was reaching, so desperate for my soul.
Worth it. Jesus tells us, Jesus reminds us, we are worth it. Beloved, don't quit in the dip. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the naysayer, the mocker, the scoffer, the scorner. Listen to what the word of God said. God loves you. I love you too. Listen, I wanna wish all you July babies, we're winding up the month of July, the seventh month of the year, gone already. Well, happy birthday to you, July babies. And when I talk to you next, God saying the same will be in the eighth month of August. Hallelujah. And we look forward to that. Invite you to join us on Tuesday evening at 4 p.m. to 4:10 to 6 p.m. when Randall and I will be back with our Tuesday afternoon talk show. And we'll just chop it up for a little while, all right? I hope you have a wonderful week and a wonderful remainder of the weekend. And listen, we just thank God for all that he has done and what he's going to do. Beautiful racket. We want to salute you, Sister Denise Cousin and her team that had the festival out in Hudson yesterday. I couldn't be in two places at the same time, but I'm so glad to hear that you went forth, and God bless your effort. Thank God for Pastor Robert in Schenectady and all the people who do this every year from Schenectady March for Jesus. I'm getting ready to get out of here, but remember, beloved, no matter how great a day, no matter how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still there and the sun is still shining. There's a bright side somewhere. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. God love you. God bless you. I'm praying for you. Pray for me. We got one more for you. Bless somebody else. If you bless, bless somebody else. Ask God to bless you and make you a blessing. Hallelujah. Amen.
When we use our lives to bless others, it makes the world a better place. So I reached out to some of my friends that I know have blessed the world to encourage you to find a way
to bless somebody else.
Bless somebody else.
I know. God has been faithful every day.
Every day.
Yes.
And I believe God's hand is on my life.
His hand is on my life.
God has proven that he's faithful.
God has proven that
for
he's faithful.
For eternity I will be grateful.
Wes.
Blessed with so much.